Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory, otherwise sunny skies, isolated storms late upper 90s. We'll see heat values as high as 110. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, mid 90s. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see lows in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 90.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate Republicans have forced Democrats to go on the record as protecting existing tax benefits when it comes to transferring farm assets from one generation to the next. President Biden had proposed to start taxing capital gains at death, which would effectively nullify the benefits of stepped-up basis. But during debate yesterday on the Democrats' fiscal 2022 budget resolution, South Dakota Senator John Thune forced a vote on the amendment. It called for preserving current tax rates for transferring farms and businesses, including the full benefit of the stepped-up basis for assets acquired from descendants. The amendment, which is non-binding, was adopted on a 99-0 vote. Now, keep in mind, the budget resolution is the first step that Democrats must take to pass a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package they plan to fund in part with tax increases on capital gains. Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee and House Ways and Means will be writing the tax provisions to be included in that reconciliation measure. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, who is a member of the Finance Committee, said ahead of that Senate debate she supports family farms, as does the caucus, and so there is no interest in any way penalizing family-owned farms. Biden's proposal would allow producers to defer the tax liability on inherited assets as long as that farm stays in operation. The bipartisan infrastructure bill now headed in the House after the Senate passed it legislation 69-30 yesterday. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists she will not allow a vote on the measure until the Senate passes the reconciliation measure. Mike Steenhoek, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, said the bill would clearly enhance the competitiveness of U.S. agriculture. The bill includes $550 billion in new spending, including $110 billion for roads and bridges, $65 billion for broadband, $17 billion for ports and waterways, and $8.3 billion for western water needs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, local health departments across the state of Kansas are trying to create more incentives for individuals to get the COVID-19 vaccine as the Delta variant is increasing the number of cases across the state. And local organizations in different communities are trying to help contribute to the incentives as many get prepared for the fall school semester.
We want to make sure that kids and college students are going to be safe and that they're going to have a good start to the year.
That audio from KSN News. Some health departments expect that nearly 20% of the population will never get the vaccine, but think that being healthy is incentive enough.
Hopefully an incentive of staying out of the hospital and alive are good incentives, because that's what vaccine is right now.
In other news, the Cowley County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a toddler, as KWCH News reports that the event happened in southern Cowley County on Tuesday evening. The name of the family has not been released so far, as the investigation is still ongoing. So far, no other information has been released on the incident. Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires 3/31/21.
Advocates and state officials say Kansas has committed to expanding mental health services to help move more than 600 people from adult care homes into their communities. The promises to improve services over the next 8 years result from a 13-page agreement among two state agencies and five organizations that were announced at yesterday. The agreement heads off potential lawsuits by the organizations. It also follows a 2019 report by the Disabilities Rights Center of Kansas alleging that the state was violating the federal Americans with Disabilities Act by keeping people in adult care homes unnecessarily. The state denies that, but one official hailed the agreement as progress. In other news, a 27-year-old Missouri woman has been charged with second-degree murder and the death of a Kansas teenager who was struck while riding her bicycle. Leavenworth County Prosecutor Todd Thompson said Amber Nicole Alexander of Parkville was charged on Monday this week with second-degree murder or the alternative of DUI involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors allege that Alexander hit 16-year-old Miranda Lynch in Leavenworth on Saturday, then fled. Lynch was transported to a hospital but died of her injuries. Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The largest public school district in the state will require students to wear masks indoors when they return to classrooms next week. The Omaha Public Schools Board of Education voted 8-1 Monday to require all people to wear masks indoors at school, effective next Tuesday. The Omaha World Herald reports that the resolution made note of recent guidance from the CDC recommending universal masking for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors. Agricultural producers impacted by drought can now request haying and grazing on Conservation Reserve Program acres in certain Nebraska counties while still receiving their full rental payment for the land. KRVN reports interested producers must notify their FSA county office before starting any activities. And Nebraska weather forecasters say two more hot days today and tomorrow before a break in the heat expected on Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Chuck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired 8/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. No one was present with comment on the budget, which was approved unanimously. Approval was given for the Fireman Auxiliary to host a boot block fundraiser the weekend of the U.S. 36 treasure hunt. An update on the Bark Park was presented. The bridge abutment is complete. A steel bridge being built by Landall Company is expected to be completed soon, and work continues. Fundraisers completed qualified for a $5,000 match from the Marysville Community Foundation toward expenses in completing fencing. A 3-year renewal with Vince and J.C. Payshaw operating Marshall County Sport and Recreation was approved 6-1, with Parker Price voting no after expressing concerns with weeds and trash at the ballparks on several occasions. An update on the Boss Nationals event to be hosted Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 26th through the 28th, was heard. Several downtown blocks and adjacent blocks to Broadway will be barricaded at times. Early response has been positive with fundraising underway. Some 100 cars are already pre-registered. Later registrations may increase depending on COVID and weather issues. Live bands will perform downtown each evening of the event, which is being held the same weekend as the Wall That Heals exhibit being displayed at Feldhausen Field.
More on that event on future newscasts. Julia Mueller and Earl Schreckengast have made a $45,000 donation to the Kester House Foundation, $30,000 of which is for the city to use as a match to help pay for repairs to the wall around the South Kester House, which is being used by Las Cabañas. The rest of the donation went toward the Kester House Foundation, $5,000 for a certified arborist to look at all the trees in the garden, $5,000 to hire a structural expert to examine the house, and $5,000 is their annual donation. Estimated cost to fix the rest of the wall around the South Kester House is around $60,000. The thought was to do some fundraising through Pony Up Marysville to raise the balance to match the $30,000 contribution. A grant that will fund replacement of the bay windows on the second-story Kester block and the roof that amounts to $38,000 is being finalized. A two-month extension for completion of the new firehouse was approved due to supply chain issues the contractors experiencing in receiving materials. CDBG grant funding has been extended through March 2022. Work continues as materials allow, completion expected into October now. Hanover Hospital announcing Tuesday they'll be closed to visitors immediately due to the COVID resurgence. They will still allow outside and window visits at the Hanover Hospital. $10,000 bond was set for a Washington man, Gary Keller, who was arrested August 3rd on pending charges of domestic battery in connection with a disturbance at 112 West 1st Street in Washington. $10,000 bond was also set for a man from Lynn, Mauricio Martinez Clemente, who was arrested on pending charges of domestic battery, criminal damage to property, driving without license, and illegal ID after a disturbance report at 711 South Main in Lynn, August 6th. KNDY will participate in a national test of the emergency alert system Wednesday afternoon at 1:20. Test tones and a message will air. Oliver A. Kalin, age 90, of Lincoln, formerly of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5, at Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Omer Kalin. Carol E. Heidebrink, age 83, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Vance Curtis, Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Carol Heidebrink.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
The Agency on Aging reminds you Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the Agency on Aging office for further details at 562-2020. Free rides to Marshall County residents throughout the month of August, funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is the heat and humidity across the central parts in the Midwest. We'll see temperatures in the upper 90s and into the lower 100s with heat values as high as 110. We do have a front that's going to move in that becomes stationary, bringing us chances for some showers and thunderstorms, very isolated, becoming more likely as we head into tomorrow night. The good news is as this low moves through, we will be back into the 80s for Friday, continuing into the weekend. So heat advisories, sunny skies, isolated storms this afternoon. temperatures in the upper 90s. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, highs mid-90s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see lows at 67. For Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-August, 91. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 68. The record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:37.
The sky-watching event of the summer will be on display this week, all about a dazzling shooting star spectacle on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 11th, the 223rd day of the year. Actress Viola Davis has a birthday, and this is the final dog day of summer. Summer's fireworks aren't over yet, though. One of the year's principal meteor showers coincides with virtually moonless nights this week, promising ideal viewing conditions. The Perseid meteor shower is expected to produce shooting stars at the rate of one per minute, peaking in the early morning hours on Thursday and Friday. We're sometimes asked if binoculars or a telescope will help in viewing a meteor shower. The fact is, this is the one sky event best viewed with a naked eye. We would, however, recommend a comfy lawn chair, bug spray, and a few of your favorite snacks. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more sky-watching advice online anytime at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride. University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness. Or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Professional Barber Stylist salutes the men and women who choose to put others ahead of themselves every day. Being a firefighter requires courage, commitment, and sacrifices many never realize. So take time to thank a firefighter for the job that they do. Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for your Tuesday. Baseball, Salvador Perez homered twice to set a career high with 29 this season. And the Kansas City Royals rallied to beat the New York Yankees 8-4 last night. A night earlier, the Royals tied the game four times before falling to the Yankees in 11 innings. This time, Kansas City pushed ahead and stayed in the win column. The Royals wrap up their series with the Yankees today at 1:10 at Kauffman Stadium. They'll open a series with the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday. The Wichita Wind Surge opened up a six-game series with the Tulsa Drillers yesterday, and they took the victory. Game one of the 12-game road trip ended up with the Wind Surge on top 5-1 yesterday. Two home runs and a quality start from Jordan Balsovic aided the Wind Surge to increase their division lead to 5 games over Tulsa. Game two of that series against the Tulsa Drillers tonight, first pitch set for 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2023
2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
One of the top high school basketball recruits in the country says he'll play college at KU. MJ Rice, who attends prolific prep school in California, announced his decision yesterday morning. Rice is a small forward and is ranked as the 20th best player in the class of 2022 by 247sports.com. He chose KU over Oklahoma State, Louisville, and other schools. There's no guarantee Rice will end up in Lawrence. Many recruiting experts believe he'll jump to the NBA's G League. Less than a month before the season opener against Stanford, the Kansas State Wildcats continue their first week of fall practices before the trip to Arlington, Texas. Head coach Chris Klieman spoke with the media for the first time during camp, saying he likes where his team is in the preseason process. The Wildcats enter the season with depth at key positions, including the offensive line. Klieman said, quote, "We can overcome adversity and we have really good leaders on this team," end quote. Mid-America Network Sports.
This month's doorbusters from Hometown Lumber are essential for all sorts of repair jobs, DIY projects, and general upkeep. The Milwaukee cordless inflator delivers fast, accurate, easy inflation with the portability to take anywhere. On sale for $72.99. The Milwaukee Packout Radio is the ultimate job site sound system and sale priced at $274.99. And the DeWalt Laser Distance Measurer is $12.99. Perfect for a wide range of applications and measurements. Get them all at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon and Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon and Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Grow your own burn ointment by adding aloe vera to your indoor plant collection. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The gel inside the leaves of aloe vera has been used for thousands of years to treat burns, wounds, and more. Plant aloe in a container with drainage holes filled with a cacti and succulent potting mix. Grow this plant in a sunny window along with your other cacti and succulents. Water thoroughly whenever the soil is dry. Start new plants from a leaf or division. Remove a leaf from the plant. Let the cut end dry for a day or two. Then bury the bottom inch or two of the leaf in a well-drained potting mix, vermiculite, perlite, or sand to root. Or slide the aloe plant out of its container. Use a sharp knife to divide the parent plant, roots and all, from any smaller plants that have formed. Repot the divisions in containers an inch or two larger than the remaining root system. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Major League Baseball players are required to use wooden bats. Aluminum bats are not allowed. For many decades, the wood bats have come from trees in this region of the country. In a moment, I'll take you to that area and those trees to get the story behind those all-important bats. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's only fitting that in the area surrounding the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, you'll find some of the best trees for making bats. Kyle Crispell's job is to begin turning trees into bats that will get the hits to put someone in that Hall of Fame.
95% of what we do nowadays is done out of maple. People prefer the density, the stiffness, and how rigid it is. There's no flex to it whatsoever. So all the energy and power that you're putting into your swing is getting transferred into the ball.
Maple is the predominant wood for making bats, but 20 years or more ago, it wasn't that way.
Another type of wood that we use is ash. Ash has been in the MLB for quite a while now, a long, long time, since the beginning, almost. It's not as popular much anymore, just because it's not as dense, it's not as strong, and it's not as rigid as maple.
Maple trees grow in the South, and they also grow in Canada. But it's maples in this area of New York that are perfect for bats.
When it gets cold, the tree doesn't grow as fast. It starts to get dense. And that's why trees from up north aren't as good, because they're going to be too heavy. They're too dense. It's colder longer. There's not enough summer, so the trees aren't going to grow as fast. They're going to grow a little bit slower than, you know, this area here. It's got the perfect ratio between summer and winter.
Trees are harvested near the company headquarters in Hartwick, New York, dried in a kiln, and then brought to the shop where Kyle can begin turning cylinders called billets into bats.
When the logs come in off the truck, it's about a 15-day process to go from the fresh log, you know, like out of the woods and on the truck, to that billet there.
This is a process you can see firsthand. And I'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Hartwick, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Water is one of the most important nutrients for livestock. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The quality of their drinking water has an effect on health, reproduction, and growth as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ponds and creeks provide a convenient source of drinking water for livestock, but they can also serve as a reservoir for disease organisms and toxins. If your animals are showing signs of gastrointestinal upset, salivation, and have difficulty walking, you might want to test the water. David Fernandez is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He says there are four contaminants to watch for.
I'd be looking at salinity or total dissolved solids, nitrogen levels, and in particular looking at nitrates and nitrites, bacteria, and then blue-green algae. If those weren't really what came up, I'd be thinking about some accidental sources of contamination like petroleum spills or pesticide spills or fertilizer spills, but you wouldn't really test for those so much in the water as you would look for evidence of that having happened around the water.
Bacteria often develop when animals are loafing in the pond. Nitrates come from fertilizer runoff, and if it converts to nitrites, can prevent oxygen from being carried in the blood. High salinity or saltiness can upset the animal's water balance and even cause death.
Once we start getting above about 5,000 parts per million, you can start having problems with your animals not wanting to drink. It may not be safe for calves or pregnant females. And then anything over 7,000 parts per million, you really need to avoid. And over 10,000 would be unsafe and shouldn't be used at all.
Fernandez says to take a water sample to your local extension office and have them test it. He recommends testing twice a year, once when the water quality is best, which tends to be when levels are high from fresh rainfall, and the other time would be usually in late summer when water levels are low and the animals have been loafing in it. Learn more about water quality for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The annual Beatty Model Festival is Saturday, August 21st. The fun begins Friday night with a petting zoo and kitty carnival, which continues Saturday. Co-ed softball and a glow run at 9 Friday, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival includes a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, an antique tractor pull, bike races and greased pig contest. Plus, this year, food trucks will be featured beginning at 3 with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Mark the Beatty Milo Festival next weekend, August 20th and 21st.
Stranger in the night, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wandered along, worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wonder. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We just wrapped up graduation season, and it reminded me of the feeling of knowing I had completed college. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. But you know, when I graduated, that meant my student loans would soon be due and I needed to find a job. I quickly realized how important it was to pay attention to my finances, even if they were depressing in those early years.
Sometimes reviewing your finances can feel like an unwanted chore, but when you look over your financials on a frequent basis, you'll be able to see what's going in and going out, and you can identify patterns and some areas for improvement. If you find that reviewing your finances is a struggle, ask someone you trust to help you. It can help you take the first step towards achieving financial clarity. They may also be able to help you implement some budgeting tactics. And most importantly, you might get some insights on how they align their finances with their faith. And when your finances are aligned with your faith, you'll have greater financial clarity.
Premier Estates of Pawnee City advises senior citizens to stay well hydrated during the hot summer months. Limit time and effort spent outdoors during the day and know the signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke so you can stay healthy and safe. From Premier Estates of Pawnee in Pawnee City, driving excellence in long-term care.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
A novel fundraiser and educational experience in Wyoming, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. It's called the Blanket Project. Wool from the University of Wyoming's Heritage Sheep Flock will be turned into blankets that are being sold to raise funds for the sheep program. Whit Stewart is a Wyoming Extension sheep specialist.
What a good way to highlight both the historic nature of the experiment station and the flock that we have maintained for close to 100 years, and also highlighting the products that can be produced. We thought it would be an excellent way to take a raw product that is 100% Wyoming grown at the University of Wyoming and processed at Mount Meadow Woolen Mill in Buffalo, Wyoming, and market those blankets in support of the wool and sheep program curriculum here.
Stewart says the sheep are sheared every year anyway, and the wool has been used for research, teaching, and extension. And now, blankets.
This will be our pilot year. Hopefully, we'll do it annually. We'll have different versions of the blankets made. We've utilized University of Wyoming art students to design the blanket or the throw. And so, really, from start to finish, not only is it 100% Wyoming, but it's Wyoming students.
You can find out how to buy a blanket by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And because it's just the one flock, supplies will be limited. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Senate, after passing a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, has now turned its attention to a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint backed only by Democrats. The budget bill is controversial not just for its unprecedented price tag, but for a slew of Democratic policy goals on board, everything from climate change and Medicare to immigration reform for migrant farm workers and others. Judiciary Chair and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
It is clear that the only viable option for passing immigration reform is through the reconciliation process.
He is, of course, referring to the budget process, but Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says it's up to the Senate parliamentarian and whether she thinks the issue is relevant in a budget bill.
It only matters what the parliamentarian thinks. So that's the only way to get it done. But if you want to really get immigration done, just secure the border and you can get almost anything done you want to get done when it comes to immigration.
Durbin argues a pathway to citizenship would help secure the border, including for many undocumented farm workers.
Hundreds of thousands of undocumented farm workers, who account for about half of our nation's farm workforce, do backbreaking labor every day to put food on our tables. These members of our communities have more than earned their path to citizenship.
And after 36 years of the two parties failing on immigration and a chronic farm labor shortage, Durbin says the budget resolution that could pass this week with just Democratic votes is the only pathway left to reform. The bigger question is whether a one-party budget to be finalized in the fall has enough support from moderate Democrats and whether the House Speaker and liberals hold up infrastructure until, as demanded, they get both measures. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired 8/30.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The elimination of an important tax provision could hurt farmers and ranchers' ability to pass their farm to the next generation. Michael Clements shares more about a Tennessee farmer who's relying on stepped-up basis to build on generations of success.
Recent proposals from Congress to eliminate stepped-up basis would have devastating consequences to farmers and ranchers. Farm Bureau member Mike Brundage, a fourth-generation farmer from Tennessee, says eliminating the stepped-up basis would prevent him from passing his farm on to the fifth generation.
Our main goal is to keep the land in the family. Elimination of stepped-up basis would certainly lower the amount of our assets that we were able to pass on to our children. There is no reason in having them accountable for taxes that accrued on it for 40 or 50 years before.
Brundage says more people will be impacted by the elimination of stepped-up basis than many realize, especially in agriculture, where most farmers own land but don't have the money to pay increased taxes.
When you get into these questions about taxing any kind of wealth, especially at death, in my opinion, it doesn't matter where the rates are. There should be no tax applied anyway, because that has all been taxed before. People think of it as just being for people that are ultra wealthy, but it's not. It's going to be a lot of just everyday people that maybe aren't expecting it.
Brundage says the current tax laws allow farmers to grow their business with the goal of passing the farm to the next generation.
Especially since the 17 tax revisions, we're in really pretty good shape, and not just farmers, but I think most small business people. So I feel good about like it is right now and really wish they would just sit tight and see how it works out. Our goal was to keep the land in the family, and that won't work if you have to start selling off parcels of it.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
A pond on your property has many benefits. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. When you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold, and so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have, because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local farmers cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue with mixed markets across our futures, agriculturally speaking, as we head towards the final leg of the day. Corn is still up. Kansas City wheat still struggles. September KC wheat down 5 at 709 and a quarter. December down 5 at 721. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are struggling also. September corn up 7.5 at 556 and 3 quarters. December's up 6 and a quarter at 559 and a half. And soybeans continue to work in the green. September beans up 2 3/4 at 13.51. Nov beans up 5 1/4 at 13.42. Each of the back months is good with soybeans. Soybean meal is down. September down 2.70 at 3.54.80. October down 2.20 at 3.53.80. Soy oil is up. September up 113 points at 62.32. While October is up 114 points at 61.85. So with the exception of soybean meal, things are green in the soybean complex. Canola is up. November canola up $9 at 887.30. All the back months are good there, too. Cotton having kind of a tough day today. October cotton down 6 points at 92.68. December cotton is down 90 points at 91.42. In the livestock complex, cattle continue to have issues. October live cattle down 50 at 127.62. December down 15 at 133.25. Taking a look at feeder cattle, kind of the same story there. September feeders down 35 at 162.70. October feeders down 40 at 165.45. Hogs are having a good day today. That's a pleasant surprise. October hogs up 175, 85.62, while December hogs are up 117 at 78.70. So hogs are doing well today, while things in the cattle complex do not look all that well. And soybeans and corn are up. Kansas City wheat struggles. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
You keep pouring it from one glass to the other, changing the straw.
And now to sing this lovely ballad, here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream.
Country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.